you for checking out Talks with Tyler ISD. It's a podcast about the passionate people who have a heart for students. I'm your host, Jennifer Hines, and joining us now is Dr. Lance Gropel. You are our new Deputy Superintendent of Administration. Welcome to Tyler ISD.
Thank you. Very excited to be a part of the Tyler ISD team.
Well, we are very excited to welcome you aboard. You have been in education for several years now. Mm-hmm. Would love to know a little bit more about your background, how you got started in education, and maybe even why you got started in education.
Sure. I think the easy answer to that is both of my parents are educators. My dad is a retired school superintendent. My mom is a retired special ed director. So I don't really think I had a choice in going into education.
It was destiny.
Yeah. I've known since I was a 12-year-old that I wanted to be a school administrator just like my dad. So he's kind of been the biggest influence on me taking this career path and doing this work that is a calling.
So not only your dad, but also your mentor.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So where did you start out? I understand you also coached as well, a couple of sports.
So I married a saint who's been willing to travel the state with me, and we started our careers in Odessa, Ector County ISD. From there, we went to Hillsboro, and in Hillsboro, I made the transition from teaching and coaching to administration, became an assistant principal there. From there, we moved to Bridge City, which is a small town just outside of Beaumont, where I became a middle school principal, and then was a high school principal there. From there, we went to Grapevine Colleyville. I attended school in Grapevine Colleyville when I was younger. My dad was assistant superintendent there, so going to Grapevine was like coming home party.
Yes, and that's where you got a lot of your administrative background while you were at Grapevine Colleyville. Tell us a little bit more about your roles there and what you did.
Yeah, so last 7 years in Grapevine Colleyville, I served as associate principal at Colleyville Heritage High School, high school principal for 4 years, and then the last 2 years I've served as the executive director of instructional leadership, supervising all the secondary campuses and a various different supervisions of other departments, but primarily supervision of the secondary campuses.
And so I guess one question that some people might be asking is, why Tyler ISD? What did you find appealing that you're going to move your family out here to East Texas?
Yeah, so my wife and I both graduated from small high schools and really valued that small town community feel that you get in a smaller community like Tyler. But we also value the educational opportunities for our kids. You know, we've been in a larger school system, very similar size to Tyler, and the opportunities for our kids as they matriculate through the educational system is one thing that we really valued as a family unit. Additionally, the opportunity to work with just great people. Dr. Crawford and I, our paths have crossed on a various different stops in my life, and just somebody I've really admired and wanted to be a part of. And then finally, just the community and the reputation of the community itself is something that has been very appealing to not only myself, but my wife, Ashley, and our two boys, Landry and London.
Okay, and real quick, Landry and London, I know that there's like a little story behind how they both got named, because they were gender-neutral names. I remember you were telling me that earlier.
Yeah, so my dad's name's Larry, my name's Lance, that you can see the LG
theme. The
LG theme, but my wife and I are both avid sports fans, so Landry got his name from Tom Landry as a devoted Cowboy fan, and London was born during the London Olympics, so it was just an opportunity for us to carry on our family tradition in two just fun ways.
Lots of LGs out there. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about this new role that you're going to be going into and what all you're going to be doing in this leadership position.
So I'll be serving in a couple different capacities, working directly with the campus leadership teams in the building principals, as well as serving with the curriculum instruction department. Finding different ways to provide the best learning environment possible, and working directly with the chief schools officers that work collaboratively with the campus leadership teams, and then the chief academic officer who will oversee the day-to-day in the curriculum instruction department.
And you're going to be focusing on the K-8 portion of the school district.
Yes, ma'am, the K-8 campuses.
Wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit more about how you're going to work towards school improvement through strategic thinking, bringing in new ideas, that sort of thing?
Well, I think as educators, it's our job to continually refine our processes to meet the ever-changing needs of our kids. So any educator that doesn't have a continuous improvement mindset is missing an opportunity. So our focus is going to be continually to refine our processes to create the best learning environments for our students. Additionally, with that, you don't always have to do it the same way. We can take on innovative ideas and thoughts to maybe do our work differently. Sometimes the Einstein definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So being willing to bring those innovative ideas and thoughts that I've come across in my journey as an educator and as an administrator over the past 14 years, I think is an opportunity for me to insert some new thoughts, new ideas, and some fresh blood into Tyler ISD and both lanes that are in my part of the organizational chart.
Well, and I love that because, you know, as learning, we're evolving, not mm-hmm. only as a human race, but in how we teach education, how we educate our children, the processes that you use, those tactics that you use in order to get to those successful student outcomes. So it's always great to have fresh new eyes mm-hmm. to look on what we're doing,
right.
Maybe think outside of the box some so that you can reach all students, because we do know mm-hmm. that students learn differently. And so having more tools in your toolbox as an educator is always a plus. So you right now are in your first couple of weeks. What is your plan for kind of the first 100 days? What's your goal? Because obviously you're moving into the district, you're moving into the town, getting acclimated, mm-hmm. I'm sure is just one of the first things you're going to have to do.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously it's a lot to take in.
It is.
From just the job perspective. So my primary plan is to immerse myself in everything Tyler ISD. I've started the process of meeting with curriculum coordinators and getting out to the campuses and meeting the building principals and seeing the facilities, which are amazing, mm-hmm. and very grateful that our kids have such great facilities to show up to every day. And ultimately, just getting to a level of knowledge base to be effective in my role. You can't enact change if you don't know what got us to the point where we are today and the systems that are in place. So primary purpose is to start there on that end. And then as a member of the community, getting plugged into to what we value as a community in Tyler, our family being an integral part of the community and connecting in a variety of different ways throughout the community, churches and civic organizations, and just being a member of our community, not just a employee of the school district.
Yeah, and finding your favorite golf course. I know you're yeah. an avid golfer,
right. So
you'll have to check out. We've got several great courses in mm-hmm. East Texas, so I know that will be on your list as well. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you said your wife is a sports enthusiast as well, so maybe she's a runner or something like that, and she likes to do different things like that. We've got lots of great trails mm-hmm. as well. So it sounds like you've really hit the ground running, and it's true. You've got to physically get out there and go meet with all the principals, all the mm-hmm. campuses, the leadership staff mm-hmm. in order to lead them and kind of figure out where they're at and where we can go. Mm-hmm. And as we look to that future and where we're going, we're going to be looking to the 2022-2023 school year. What right now, just from what you've been able to learn so far, is your kind of vision or big picture ideas of mm-hmm. where we need to go for that school year?
Well, I love our district's mission of successful student outcomes. It's mm-hmm. simple, it's to the point, and it tells us what our purpose is, right? Mm-hmm. So as I look towards the next school year, some big things on my agenda is ensuring that we have a guaranteed and viable curriculum in the hands of our staff so that they can effectively implement that to create those successful student outcomes. The other side of that is ensuring that we're providing the appropriate training and support to help our classroom teachers, our campus principals, create those ideal learning environments that are going to generate those successful student outcomes. And again, going back to what I said earlier, the idea of getting to know every aspect of the organization, mm-hmm. it is hard to enact change if you haven't taken the time to learn what got us to where we are. in Tyler ISD. So those are the big things for me, just continuing to make sure that every kid has the tools to be successful. Every teacher has the tools to be successful. And subsequently, every principal has the tools at their disposal to create the learning environment and the campus cultures that we need for our students to be successful day in and day out.
Well, and with you being over K-8, you really get to see not only kind of the continuity between K all the way through 8, but from campus to campus, mm-hmm. making sure that across the board, no matter if you are, you know, north, south, east, or west, it doesn't matter where the school is, all the teachers are equipped, mm-hmm. all the principals are equipped, and therefore every student is going to have access to that great curriculum.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, is there any last thing that you would like to share with the students or staff or community that might be listening to this podcast?
I'm just so excited to be a part of this great community. We have, since the announcement's been made, every person we've talked to has said, I have a friend in Tyler, and they love it. and from the moment we set foot in Tyler in this process, we have fallen in love with the community and look forward to just being an active member of our community because our boys will be Tyler ISD students, and Tyler ISD is just a great representation of everything that Tyler, Texas has to offer, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Lance Gropel, for joining us, our new Deputy Superintendent of Administration. And thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to Apple Podcast and Spotify. And if you have friends or family that want to check out this podcast, be sure to share it with them. I think as educators, it's our job to continually refine our processes to meet the ever-changing needs of our kids. So any educator that doesn't have a continuous improvement mindset is missing an opportunity. So our focus is going to be continually to refine our processes to create the best learning environments for our students.
Additionally, with that, you don't always have to do it the same way. We can take on innovative ideas and thoughts to maybe do our work differently. My primary plan is to immerse myself in everything Tyler ISD. I've started the process of meeting with curriculum coordinators and getting out to the campuses and meeting the building principals and seeing the facilities, which are amazing, mm-hmm. and very grateful that our kids have such great facilities to show up to every day. And ultimately, just getting to a level of knowledge base to be effective in my role. You can't enact change if you don't know what got us to the point of where we are today and the systems that are in place.